Bizi çok kan. Shiba yesterday. Shoshana writes a very strange halacha. This din in the Tafkuf Nunav. Tafkuf Nizor, the Yitzayim, the Tamas, the Tishlo, Shavadarach, the Chidi. Midal Chal, Satesh Shals, Mishum Shavahem, Ketev, Meriri, Shalit. And the Yaakov Talmid, and Bayam Bahem. So, Mishum Rura comments on this. I can be so dalit, I'm so test. Namely, from time that this man's filler is over. And there's a sakona. If someone actually walks alone, Dal Chos, Hatesh Chos. The other day, Rabbi Yitzchak Glitzstein, son asked me a question every Shabbos. So he asked me about sleeping in a room by himself, and no one is there. So I told him to Gemara Shabbos, and as long as the room is not na'ul, as long as it's not locked, you don't have to worry. And then another week he asked me about eating a meal between 6 and 7, also called by poskim. For those who daven early Shabbos, which affects my religion, so I have 29 reasons why you shouldn't do it. But I'm a lot of Swiss sauce on call yourself, so one day I'll give that to you. Probably Swiss night, I'll need 4 hours to handle that. But so that's
the night
when
you can't make
what was that?
That's the night when you can't.
That's right, very good. So that is based off Pirkei Avot. The reason why I mentioned that is because it's very rare for the Mechaber, I've said this a number of times, even though he was a great Mekubo, quite it is Nadir v'charig Ma'od for the Mechaber to put anything having to do with Kabbalah. Here, this statement that the Mechaber makes, that's Surat Nizor, and I think we mentioned this already. Beginning of the siman, also we have a reference to some other issues that also had in it seemingly Kabbalistic elements. But the issue is the issue of sakana. That's what you also mentioned here. The last in Vayakra Talmid and Vayam Ma'im. I mentioned already that some of the Daik. Vayom Ma'ein Vayakol HaTavidim. Vayom HaRegilim came across HaTavidim. And I mentioned this, the subject of the Rachot Zitzin, Moron Sarah Torah, I'm going to find Kanyevsky, and the great Bal Musa, the great Mashgiach, Rav Olber, who was completely opposed to it. It's no question that he's right. In Shum Sofik. Even though the Gemara says that Chesed Shifta Sayin B'nai, the Erev Shekha Musa, Mar Makis, and a few other places in Chas, the Gemara actually as reference to people to give a patch to their kids. I don't think there's any Indian because my name wanted to give a patch. I mentioned about the Levinson told me that the Gemara says, Hamaki b'nai gadol, over the Te'iber. The Levinson told me, Hamaki b'nai cotton, over the Te'iber. They hooked you back, even a child of 3 or 4 years old. Unfortunately, that's the culture that we live in today. So I'm just going back to this. I saw the Yachas Shofan and these halachas that I just began with. Number one, the Levinson Yechidei. So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan, the peg is only if you leave Mechutz HaYir. The Tov HaYir, there's no problem. So it's only if you leave the city. If you're within the city, it's not an issue. And the Yesh Avram, the Bichach Rav, also writes something of a similar nature. And then he writes, even Mechutz HaYir, he says that you have to leave the city endurance. Otherwise, you're still considered to be the Tov HaYir. What exactly the shir for that is? Whether it's Tolian Shabbos and Erev, and there are different possible shirim that one could offer. Bulayakra Tamidim Bayam Mahim says the Lush, Lab Dakta Tamidim, your own children also. First of all, Mishan Tubanecha, Il Tamidecha, Shah Tamidim, put it in the market Lushim. And the people go to Mr. Kasha that Dakta Vidalit Shos, Ater Shos, does that Kalayo? He's going about this halacha. The other halacha is mentioned from Dalit Shos, Ater Shos. Anyway, as I indicated that Lefi HaNi Yuzdaiti, it is usher for parents, or anyone for that matter, a teacher, a rabbi, to hear the child chas v'shalom would be, to my mind, catastrophic. It was an absolute error, an error from every single standpoint. The Mishnah Berurah says here, afilu b'ritzua. I grew up in an era, I won't mention the name of the school now that I went to. They used to hit young men like myself with a cat of nine tails. Philip, you know what that is? I can't imagine in South Africa they use such...
use canes.
Canes! Well, okay, I take it back. Cat of nine tails essentially is a whip attached to a, basically, a wooden stick, is similar to a cane, except that there's a leather strap at the end of it. And the Rebbe was himself a Gabra Rabba, but he was clearly very frustrated. And at a certain point in time, he was the son-in-law of Dori Nadir, the Nezah Kedish, Moshe Rosen, who wrote on many, many beautiful pieces in Kochim and elsewhere. So he was a short little fellow, and then he would call up the guy who was clearly a miscreant and also guilty of many other who knows what faults and the like, and he would say, "Kumda, sonny boy." That was the only English he knew, was "sonny boy." "Kumda, come here, sonny boy," and then he would jump up and smack him on both faces. He had very strong wrists. So I didn't see the tellus with that. I'm not chas v'shalom putting the onus on him. That entire place is the matnat from. Matter of fact, most of my fellow colleagues in grade school are not from today. Very few actually were from. They didn't really come from Shomer Torah Mitzvah's family, so I can't really, I'm not faulting the rabbi, but the rabbi were very, they were basically frustrated. They spoke only Yiddish, and we were Americans, and it was a massive problem. It's not ideal. Just wanted one more item, which
is the definition of
yichidi. What
was that? What's the definition of yichidi?
That's a good question.
I mean, if you're driving in a car by yourself, there are 100 other cars in the
correct. Area. Correct. I don't think that's called a chidi. That's like they claim there'll be no Issa Bichl. Driving cars, unless it's at night, and then the car could easily go off the divert from the course, go into Sinta. That's when you have a problem with Bichl. And I forgot to tell young people who go out on dates, most of them are over on Bichl. That's right. And Shum Sofik, they go in cars, they take young women out on dates, which is certainly the way to go. And then they sometimes go in areas where there's no, sometimes 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, they return home. I don't know what the basis for that is. So they tell me, what should we do? I said, go out once or twice and then get married, John. You avoid the problems of Israel. That's what my family has such a couple. Once we find the right one, Baruch Hashem, so then we don't have to extend it for months and years and who knows what. I want to mention that several people asked me in the last week or so about number one traveling on planes. Again, because of this Bana Peronis, so someone asked me about having surgery. Someone today asked me, having surgery, can he have surgery within 9 days? I mean, if it's the hoof and he has no choice, God forbid something broke, he broke a clavicle, or any who knows, other different types of things, and it has to be corrected immediately, there's no question it's mutter. There's no Issa Mikra Adin. I saw actually in the Chavos Yoreh, unbelievable, Tshuva, he writes, not going swimming. He says, he speaks about the Chitza. Because it's an ace from the Sugal Ra. That's what he writes. It doesn't mention they didn't have planes, so they don't really refer to flying. But someone asked me today about flying during the 9 days, and many, many people asked me about flying during this period of time. I heard in the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, I didn't hear from my Rebbe, so I don't know if there's any truth to it. I remember meeting Rabbi Nissim Alper. He knew exactly about Moshe Paskin, similar to Hagoyim that Levinson knows exactly that Shom Zalman Paskin, I don't trust anybody else. They call things, and this one's there, that one's there, I don't believe that. Anyway, so they said from Ambesha that you should not go swimming in deep water during the 9 days. The shallow water, Maimer Dudin, and then there's deep water, Maimer Mukim. Should I go? I didn't hear that from my Rebbe, but someone told me that the belt says that if you didn't go swimming before the 3 weeks, then you can't swim during the 3 weeks itself. Whatever the case, I don't know any mock up any of this. There's a lot of discussion that people tell me on the telephone. I speak with a lot of people. Okay, so I want to finish with an Ariyah Kodesh. This Mr. Brewer quotes this Ariyah Kodesh. Ariyah Kodesh says, V'yis'ane acharei chatzei sayyein, V'yivke chatzisho, alo avelo shlechum ramigdash. What Rabbi Hurwitz Shlita spoke about on Shabbos. Hell, he didn't quote this Ariyah Kodesh. That the Ari says that you should fast after chatzos, cry for a half hour at the Chuvah Amigdosh, and then the Ari HaKadosh says, in the Bani Yerushalayim, the Shmanasveri, there he says that you have to have major kavana. You should have a lot of kavana, because that's over the Askara for the Chuvah Amigdosh. So I heard they asked the Kotzke, the Amon Mikotz was asked the following question, that how come he didn't do Tikkun Chatzos on Motzei Shabbos? So he answered in Brichas HaMazon of Rav Malka, he said, Bani Yerushalayim, he's becoming a Tikkun Chatzos on Motzei Shabbos. But there are many such halachas that are cited by many, and that says a lot of this doesn't really have much of a makor, but there's no question it's a reflection of the tone and tenor that should exist actually during this period of time. Okay, I'm going to start talking about now the dinner of the 9 days. We'll probably end up getting stuck in one or two issues, and that'll be the end. But we know that all that which is usher in the 3 weeks is obviously also usher during the 9 days, whatever you're surin. But there are five in Yonim that are relevant to the 9 days. Number one, basu v'yayin. And this is an Ashkenazi practice, not the Sfaradi. But basu v'yayin, the Mechaber says here, clearly, I'm reading from Yud, Tavkuf Nunal of Yud. Yesh mi she'omer she'anogim she'olecho basu v'yayin ha'nizkorin. Return with Tafshel Shem Vashel Bobasar, Vasur Bitsarov. We'll discuss that in a moment. But that's one issue, the issue of eating Basar Yai. Issue number two, of course, is Luchitza, is bathing, showering, Luchitas Gufo, even cold Gufo Bitsainan, even actually in cold water, cold Gufo Bitsainan is also not permitted. That's the Tezayin, Ishnagim Shal Virchas Mirashedesh. The Tzorach Mitzvah is permissible. That's the second issue. The third issue, of course, is Kibbutz and Giyutz. That's mentioned by the Gemara and mentioned here by the Shulchan Aruch as well. Then we're talking about laundering and Giyutz. Kibbutz Shalom Kibbutz Shalom, the Gemara says. Ironing. And the halacha is that even if a person is not going to wear the garment for a period of 9 days, if I have begotten the chubasid or the gohatsid before, so again, we'll see about that, about wearing it during the 9 day period as well. Tikkun begotten is also awesome. It's also mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch, namely different types of sewing that a person is wont to do from time to time. That's also not permitted during this period of time. And finally, Mishenit Hasab Mata Bisimcha, we're talking about binyan, any type of construction. This also is, I don't again fully grasp why the Yetzirah works over time. After the 9 days, that's what people do most of their construction. That's what I discovered in the last 45 years of my life, a little bit beyond my understanding. But the Yetzirah clearly is working over time. So now I'm going to talk about some of these issues. Number one, when does the 9 days begin? So that's the same issue we have in Shavuos of the Tammuz. Now we said that there are a number of choices, including that of Amesha, getting married, Shavuos of the Tammuz. Now the question is, what about the 9 days? Maybe this year it's a bit easier, since it begins Shavuos on Shabbos, and what's on Shabbos is clear. The question is whether, if you daven, the Tzibur davens early on what's on Shabbos, so then does the 9 days begin once they daven married, assuming they're davening earlier. If they don't daven earlier, there's a question, does it begin from Shkia? Does it begin from Tzeisuk HaChagin? What exactly does the 9 days begin? And so, yeah, to someone actually who, in effect, where you have, this is actually maybe somewhat halacha v'maisa. Must the person actually, and the issue I'm talking about is the issue of clothing. I can't discuss this issue because it's already beyond me for years and years. You're supposed to try on your clothing, so you should wear the godly chubasim. What do people do? I'll tell you what the belt does. This is what I heard from many. Someone told me they actually take their clothing and they put it on the rug and then they step on it and show that's considered to be as if they tried on the clothing before the 9 days. And now the question is relevant here because let's say I forgot to do it and now Shkia is here. Let's say I'm Shabbos afternoon. So can I go ahead after Shkia and use this kind of tent, whatever you want to call it? Generally speaking, from what I see, that since it's all Minhagim, that's basically all these things are minhagim. Nothing is also mikadin. And for only Shavua Shechalba, again, I'm talking about Dina Dinavar, Shavua Shechalba, and Eretz Yisrael, where you have halachas that are relevant. But all the extensions of that are not found in Chazal. So I think Ashkenazim tend to begin from Rosh Chodesh, Ben Ashmashos, the Sofi Minog. So Mechitation, Rosh Aser, and even according to the Minhagim, it's an achlokes whether it begins after Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh itself is a Tzas Yom Tov, or maybe begins from Rosh Chodesh. The Mishabura actually paskins that the Minhag is to begin from Rosh Chodesh. That's what he writes over here in the Mishabura. And therefore, as far as Ben Ashmashos, it could be as a Makom Lahokiel, Mishabura calls him the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham actually says here that it begins from Shkia. He writes Yesh, Mishabura says, Liv Noah, from Shkia Sachama. That even though it seems to me there's no reason to be machmir from Shkia, but there are those yesh elu shenim noyim from Shkia Sachama. Again, these practices of Shkia Sachama. What about someone who holds up in the town? I don't know if you're aware that Rav Soloveitchik said over that when Moshe Feinstein came to the United States of America, and then the Sadr Rav arrived, so chassidim are noyim from the town. That's their practice. Which means they won't start Shabbos till whatever the time is. Let's say 72 minutes after Shkia. Can you imagine what was in the situation in the United States? So Moshe Feinstein, the moment the Sadr Rav arrived at the Yabeshet America, the Shul of America, so he had a meeting with him, and he convinced him in order to prevent terrible billboard that would have been unquestionable, let's fill Shabbos. So they came to an agreement that in America, they're not going to hold up in the time except for Moshe Shabbos. But Erev Shabbos of the time will not be abided. We're not going to abide with Abin Tam Shiva. So now someone, as I said,
except for
the Abin Nisal. Except for the Abin Nisal. The Gemara says, Nidayin Shadam Nisal Shia Sakam Shagasari. That's he's the one, basically, the son of Anash Shagasari, the Sidi Shevel for that practice. So basically, it was so machmir that he had to finish Hazar Sachatz for Shia Sakam. That's the 20 minutes. I would like to hope that that's the case. Someone just called me from Footsteps today and told me he's in a certain city, West Hartford, Connecticut, whatever that's worth. And his in-laws live there. I haven't seen them in 2 years. His wife, I haven't seen their grandchildren. So he told me they daven mincha approximately, it began 3 minutes before Shkia, maybe four. And of course, obviously, they didn't finish till about 5 or 6 minutes after Shkia Chazar Sashatz. So he asked me what to do. So I told him, are you asking, firstly, why don't you daven b'tzibur? Maybe you should daven b'tzibur. So I told him he should daven b'chidus. Daven mincha b'chidus, in order to make sure that you finish mincha before Shkia Sachama. Even though the Mishabura passed me that there's a Makom L'Hakol, we got a mincha, you have up to X number of minutes, whatever that time is, you have to work with Rabbi Gadya Zatzal, he's very into these issues. But that's not a practice. Then the daven ma'ariv, I have to, rise the mincha. He said, no. I said, right after that, there's no Vratera. There is 18 second Vratera. So, how in heaven's name you say 18 second Vratera? I didn't know that was humanly possible. I can really say Shalom Aleichem in 18 seconds. That was, of course, the Bilam is Kama Kaso, Rega, the Gemara says. Kama Zalo, Makar Boko, Kel Zayin, Bechol Yayin. Okay, Enochanam.
So, 18 times as much time.
Thank you. So the question is now again: if you hold up in the time sheet, after you knocked on Shkia, I heard that I'm a Shavai, so I asked him this question a number of years ago. He was in my shul, and he told me that his Rebbe, the Kleisenberger, held that everything starts from Shkia. I asked the Rosh Shavai, said to the Admon Kleisenberger, held that Shkia should try to finish everything before Shkia. But luckily, he still have an Ashmashos and like Navidino, by Sinai Matzekes, it was an Isra Pilas Basa. She has Yayin, but the Ashkenazim came from Rosh Chodesh. And the simple explanation is basically because it's an Indian of Simcha. And the question is, what about Yayin Gita, which is not something after no plug, that's only what we assume that we don't make distinctions. But the Biagra, which our Soloveitchik was very fond of, he calls it a different time and time. The Gemara has at the end of Maseches, at the end of Perakhes Sabbat, so the Gemara quotes that Chazal, after the Chuvin Amigosh, they wanted to ask the Prushim, wanted to ask the Basu B'yayin that we shouldn't eat meat anymore, we shouldn't drink wine because there's no Mizbeach. Mizbeach is Batul and Kabanos. And we have obviously Yayin of the Niske Yayin no longer exists. All the accoutrements of the Makom HaMikdash are gone. So therefore, Yeah, test actually over there quotes about Basra, test at the end of Hesabat, and quotes actually that it means Rayas, that the Prusha was there, even Basra the Ayin, that that are not crushing the Be'ach, they also were learning lesser. Across the board, they didn't eat Basra, they didn't drink wine. Maskana, the Gemara says there that if we were to take that tack, then we wouldn't be able to do anything. Because the Resavigdash, they had Menachis, and they used obviously Chitim, and all types, and Sirim, and what have you. And therefore, it's in the Gedra, when it goes in Zerah Latzibur, and Kehra Latzibur, and Lamabur. You know, the post in Zerah, that's not tenable. In Zerah, it's not possible to be able to fulfill, to be Mekayim. And so the Gain says, Bamed, Ramurim, Palashar Kula. This would be a Zerah that would be untenable in the course of the year. However, during a 9-day period, Ashab Azik Ma'amad, it's possible to maintain such a Zerah. It's not something which is out of the someone else called me today from one of the camps. They call me every year from the camps. I don't know why they have to call me for there. But I'm there. Well, obviously, they call all the matters they have. Siyumim every single day of 9 days. The only exception is Tisha B'Av. Thank God. So they observe Tisha B'Av. But other than that, they make Siyumim every one of the 9 days. Is that the proper thing to do? They asked me. I said, you asked me this question already for the last 20 years. He's the head counselor of the camp. Why do you keep asking me this question? I don't understand it. I said, obviously, there are some very big rabbanim in that camp.
Shavuot.
What was that?
Shavuot.
Very good. Not everyone knows the story, but I won't get into it. The kids are. So I said, he says, because he feels the need to ask a question, because I tell him every year, no, it's not appropriate. However, for young children, I think that's the way to go. I think that's the proper thing to do. As long as the seer is made in the proper kind of way, you actually learn what you pretended that you learned, and they do it every single day, literally, including Shavua Shachalbo, Mamish Ad Tishavah. That's what they do. Because Me'ayin Dibasa, Allah says the whole Amazet. So Allah the Basa, but not Hela.
A normal weekday meet every day.
What was that?
A normal weekday
meet. I asked that question. I'm a friend with Basha Kivan for that. Anyway, I'm simply indicating that the Shavua here quotes in Sitkon Sam Gimel. Then what about a tashel sheyeshmo basa? That's mentioned by the Mechaber. Let's say I cook meat in a cholent, and then I take out the meat. So since the cholent had a taste of meat, so it's a tashel sheyeshmo basa. You can't eat the cholent unless there's a shishim kinegdo, and then it's batel. There's no shishim, you can't eat it unless you have tam kfeila, which we don't have today. We're on kulin. And there's no time of the basa, you don't taste the time. But what about someone asked me today? I said, it's not even the 9 days today. He said, but in my house, all these things happen. Then we have kugel and chicken together at the same time. I don't think there's any need to be machmir in that shiva, as far as I know. In the Bere said, what?
The other at the same time?
Yeah. The Bere said here actually in the Chavtes, right? Who had been tashel shen is basha lo yayin, gam ke osa. I mean, he asked me about cookies with wine. That's also. Let's say salad with wine. That's also. He has a tshuva. I didn't see it this time, but I remember seeing it. Again, a Moshe Sternbach, the tshuva San Hobbes. Those are in my former shul, two shuls ago. So BMTL. So there's a fellow who used to learn the entire davening, tshuva San Hobbes. He has a keshu with David Sternbach. And then every Shabbos, he'd come over to me and talk to me about different sokim about the Sternbach Shlita, Hashem Yarach Yomer. He's really an unbelievable guy, incredible guy. And he speaks English. A guy who speaks English, you can actually talk to him. So he's coming at this very end. And he speaks about a tafshil, shalbasa, that people will be lububo. But let's say if you had a cookie with a tab of wine, so maybe it tastes, why should that be awesome? But you get the mocker for that, that should be also. So he's actually not to the hakel. It's not mashma like that. And okay, so people generally speaking on this matter, there's a lot of discussion what exactly how far it goes. He has unbelievable troopers. If you really have a lot of time in your hands and you want to have entertainment, they got the troopers on this. We'll have more entertainment with this Chuvah on August than any other Chuvah Sefer that you can find. I'm not joking. It says some absolutely wonderful things that you probably know from South Africa, because he was there for a number of years. And he's really, he's a very extraordinary person from many different standpoints that I won't get into. But anyway, the Mechaber also discusses the next issue, which of course is the issue of drinking the wine shel Havdalah. That's what everything becomes. I mentioned it the other day as well. The Mishabura said the Makom Mitzvah ain't Minog. So if you have a Siyum or a Bris, which is Suras Mitzvah, the Rambam actually said the minhag is not to drink wine. And we give it to a Tinog. We spoke about this. If there's no Tinog, I mentioned Rav Shlomo Zalman about at the end of the day, he drank it himself. That's what I do. I've been doing it for years. Because I didn't know that anyone in my family, even when they were very young, much younger, that they fit into the category of someone who's Igiya L'chinuch L'gabi Bracha, as the Shabura says. And Mistama, I assume that's age of what age, 5 or 6 years old. I'm just theorizing that the Igiya L'chinuch L'bracha. And also at the same time, they're also sufficiently mature that they Yotze with your Bracha. So it's not so simple to find. And also, Lo Yigia L'Isabel. Abayin Lo Yigia L'Isabel. How do you find this kind of combination, this kind of hybrid? I saw that in Rav Moshe Feinstein, Tatsal of the Chu, in Yerdei, he said, I was looking, he said that the age is 80 years old, approximately. Others say that the age is 9. Others say the age is 10. And others have a suffering about the whole thing. Is there such a situation? He's been stopping about the whole thing. Therefore, he says, essentially, and we know, so someone asked me, can I give it to my wife? And of course, right away, his wife's in the background, she doesn't drink from the place of Abdullah because he might grow a beard. It's actually based on a Zoya, but it's a Babamaisis. Anyway, the kids are, it's a Zoya. The Makar is a Zoya. I went looking for that many years ago, and I found the Makar and the Zoya, but I remember someone told me they went out with a brisket. And the brisket is a very machmir. The Mechaber has 2 days, whether the women are chayim or not. On the one hand, it's kosher to Shabbos, kosher yesh l'mishavah yesh l'mishavah, and the other hand, it's matzoi Shabbos. So that's a tool that Mishabura has to be on the famous tzak, which everyone's chalik on, that a woman does not make the brother burn me her eish. But the ma'aseh, we pass them out of the tzak, and the ma'aseh that as man grama, you can even come upon yourself women as well. It's against the Ram of Shid, against the many of the Gdolei Asfaradi. But anyway, whatever the case is, so the issue is that, so this fellow went out, this girl went out with this fellow, Zabriska, and then she told him that once or twice her father was not home and she made Abdullah. That was the end of the date. No more date. So he couldn't be masigit. How is it possible? A woman can make Abdullah? Many other women don't drink Abdullah. But if there's no one else to make Abdullah, of course you can make Abdullah drink the curse and she won't grow a beard. Don't have to worry. It's like I'm above my sister from here to China or from here to Hua. But anyway, so better. It seems that you should drink it yourself. That's what I'm learning to do. Or the other question is, I don't know what you're practicing. Maybe you make a Havdalah on wine. So I make Havdalah actually on the Mitzanavim. I make Kiddush Mitzanavim. I make Havdalah Mitzanavim. It's called grape juice. That's my practice. So, you know, there's a question about beer. That making Havdalah on beer. It's also, I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, that's what it brings the Shalom, is the Tzorach Yin. Alach HaLamai said, seems to be better to make Abdullah on Mitzanavim, on grape juice, because there's a big machlokes among the poskim, and this you can speak to the local rabbi over here and tell you what they, how many days there are, what's called Chama Medina. That's the most impossible question to answer. What's Chama Medina? There's so many different opinions about this. There's no end, really. I saw in the Stark book that he quotes better to make on wine than to make actually on Chama Medina, because we don't exactly know what Chama Medina is. Everyone has their own definition of Chama Medina, so I just mentioned that. Now, I want to discuss another issue.
Is it better to do it on grapes and wine, or does it matter?
I think so. I personally think so. But people do make it on wine. I actually, one of the many reasons why I drink grape juice, I happen not to like wine. But another reason why I drink grape juice and not wine is because in the grape juice I drink comes from the United States. I don't drink grape juice from here because of Shemitah here. Because I'm worried about Chas V'Shalom, that a little bit of wine will spill. And Rahman al-Tzan, la'ochla v'la'hesed. That's a din. Regarding Shemitah, la'ochla v'la'hesed, la'ochla v'la'hesed, and all kinds of la'ochla. I'm going to get to the muter right now. Anyway, so because of that, I drink grape juice, kol, ashona kula, because I'm worried about the 7th year of Shemitah. That's one of my chishuvim. I want to mention Ragad Avram. This will be the beginning and the end. Ragad Avram actually quotes from the Maril. That's someone who's a chasad deya. Someone is not well mentally. And he's rapping the yin yin, and he's getting better on a day-to-day basis. So the halachi is one of Hashem Moshech Alba, which is the 9 days, of course. He's allowed to go ahead and have basu v'yayin kol yimei Shavuot Shechalba. Lo yisane v'tisha b'av. After the kach, he should not even fast on tisha b'av. Many people have asked me now about fasting on tisha b'av, primarily women who had children, Baruch Hashem, ken yirbu, or women who are nursing, or women who are expecting. And Rabbi Demetzel always tells me, he tells me the following, that I told Rabbi Demetzel, my mother, La Shalom, she was nifter at almost 92, my mother. She fasted every single fast day for probably close to 91, 92 years. And even when she was in the hospital, she broke her hip and it was Yom Kippur. We didn't tell her. Three brothers here didn't tell her because she really wanted to fast. The doctor said, it's us about the fast. She was frail. And so we didn't tell her. And then we were there, Yom Kippur. Then the second kid, we appeared on the scene again. And then she gave us a Musa Shmuz that I'll love it again. You try to fool me and not tell me it's Yom Kippur. You don't think I didn't notice what's going on. The hospital was quiet beyond belief. By the way, she was saying something is happening here. Why did everyone leave? There were a few doctors, nurses, etc. And she figured out very quickly it's got to be Yom Kippur. Of course she didn't leave. Of course she fasted, even though she wasn't allowed to. I told her medically she's not allowed to fast. So she had what to say about the doctors. Let's not get into that. But anyway, a different generation. So I'm Kivager, earlier in Sinan Tafkuf Nunal Sittes, he comments on this. On this Ramah, that the Ramah says that ain't shaitan al lechayli, because of the Shus Yaikur, that lahakel afilu the nida the migri chayli tzas. Even though in Shin Chavches, that we don't say that she has a din even the chayli shema sakona, not just maybe at best she's a bari, mechish ba'alma, but still that's enough to eat basa b'shavuah shechav al tishba. Very fascinating comment of a Kivega. Now, I just want to mention this because someone asked me now, someone who's not well, who's a cholah. And so, as far as the Easter Basar V'yayin, it's just like, of course, you can make a light on it. No doubt about it. Because the whole Easter is only a minna. It means that what we require, if it's a chel, shem, it's a kona, that's sufficient. That puts everybody in that gather, we'd be able to eat basar and drink wine. And we see in general that even there were Gedolei Israel, the one who talks about the Supreme God, the top 10 Dalit, he discusses about Rikos, a very fascinating issue. The guy, I mean, what's the definition of Sudas Mitzvah? I told you in the camps in the United States, every day is a Sudas Mitzvah. Every day they make a seal. But how do you define actually a Sudas Mitzvah? Must it be a Sudas Mitzvah, Mamma Shekola Torah Kuba? Is that the definition of a Sudas Mitzvah in order to make a Lamashias Basar Shias Yayin? What's called a Sudas Mitzvah? Any people got a tough one dollar? Yes, a long like an essay, a lengthy essay on this topic. What counts as a Sudas Mitzvah? But whatever there is, any element of Mitzvah, Koldu, that's enough to be matir basa, to be matir shias yayin. So I saw actually, he told this to me. Now going to Moshe Sineria, I was very friendly with him. He had a son-in-law, unfortunately, he was nifted a number of years ago, very relatively young man. Moshe Sineria is the founder of the Yeshivat Torah, probably the founder of the Bnei Akiva, the Yeshivat Bnei Akiva. So I had to visit him every single day. But he had a son-in-law who came around in Yeshivat Rachaim in Toronto, what a state. His son was a Rosh Kolo, Ebenezer Kolo, Rosh Kolo, and in the Shachim, but a massive Talmud Chacham. He comes to teach grade 9 in a Yeshiva high school in because of Shlichut. You know, they go on Shlichut. I think they're the ones who are responsible for his abbreviated life. What they did to him in 1 year, they destroyed him. How should they destroy him? He couldn't speak a word of English. But beside that, he couldn't control the grade 9. He thought he was teaching Beshmuel's and Ebenezer to them. And he was basically teaching Aleph Beis. Anyway, so the reason why he introduced me to Israel. So I'm going to Moshe Sineria, and then I used to visit him every single year. So the pundits say I visit him every year because he's to give me one of the svarim that he wrote. He wrote many svarim. Moadi Araya, a lot about Rav Kook. He has a famous one of his svarim, he speaks about, he was present in 1935 when I saw Lechik. My Rebbe went to visit Rav Kook Zatzal, who was on his deathbed, Eretz Debai, 1935, and he reports the event, he reports the entire incident. He mentions over there, and also Rav Shapiro was there, Rosh Hashim Merkez Arad, Zatzal de Brocha. So he mentions over there that Rav Kook spoke to the Rebbe learning from Soloveitchik, and Soloveitchik obviously impressed him. He also said many shurim, Lachon Hanifishol, in Tel Aviv, and Shabbai. Oh, he writes there, Rav Moshe Sineria followed him around. And then he said, the Rabkuk said about him, the hot mitzvahs for the Zeda. Yeah, he's like, he has the spark of the Zeda, Rabkuk Briski. He said by Rabbi Soloveitchik, the grandson of Rabkuk Briski. Anyway, why I'm telling you this also, he tells me the following story of Derek. This is what I remember, that it's actually found, he wrote a biography of Rabkuk also, called Chayei Rabkuk. Many biographies of Rabkuk, he wrote one of the biographies. And so there he writes that once actually Rabkuk, when he was an Abrech, he came for a visit in Valoshin. He learned the Valoshin Yeshiva. He actually didn't like the Chaim's Derech. He liked the Nasiv's Derech. Anyway, so he came for a visit in Valoshin, and he actually became, he was an Abrech in the house of the Nasiv. The Nasiv actually hosted him, hosted this young Abrech, Rabkuk Zatzal, and that was actually during the 9 days. And the Nasiv told the people in his family to shecht a chicken for the Suda, and make a bit of sambaz and a kais yayin. Abbas, because the Suda was a Suda, the Chvei HaTorah, the Suda HaMitzvah, the Chvei HaReach, HaNichbod V'Achosh HaBazim. The story I heard from Rav Shlomo Svideria, told over this Maise, and that's called the Suda HaMitzvah. So just in a similar kind of fashion that he has in one of his Svarim, also Ma De'araya, Rav Shlomo Svideria, so he writes there, one of his Svarim, that Kol HaMizrachi opened up a Mitbach Kasher. They opened up a kosher kitchen, and they asked Rabkuk, can they open it up during the 9 days? And can they sell meat during the 9 days? Because obviously the Midrash Ashkenazim is not that meat, not to cheap wine during the 9 days. They asked them if they could do it. Or is it better for them to keep it closed? So Rabkuk heard that if they close the mitbach, then they, the Poland, will eat Chachmol and Sam, trade for food, they'll leave Sam the Bema. They won't eat kosher food. Because they, therefore, they said they have to remain open for a 9-day period because they're Isaac the Sudas Mitzvah. What's made Asudas Mitzvah? To prevent people from eating treif. Asudas Mitzvah. That's our cook's definition of Asudas Mitzvah. And therefore, all the problem can eat Basa, even Shem and Mitzvah, because if not for that, they would have eaten the milchlips, I imagine, not probably Tolok. So here, Rav Meir Shlomo Svideria reports this very fascinating. And there's an interesting, the truth is that there's a lot of discussion in the Poskim today, and this is a very, get to the, what I started with a few months ago, namely this Maril, quoted by the Omer Avraham, that if someone is chasan deya, polech and mistrapim yom al yom, he's getting better from day to day. So pshita, he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine b'shavu shechav b'tishavu. Many people ask me, even for example, bari mechesh ba'alma, young children, they don't want to eat anything else except for meat, except for chicken. So give them chicken. And even the Mechaber writes that on the Mechaber says here, itav kuf nun dalet sidvot. So the Mechaber writes over here that by the Choloshim Sakona, it's not about a chayyim kolam yom Choloshim Sakona Rechol Pitzor Chavin Ela Machin Also. The Mekom Choli the Gozer Abonon Choloshim Sakona Chazal and not Gozer. So this din of the person who's chasad deya, the person who's not so well mentally, has the din of Choloshim Sakona. I mean, there are more writes already in Hilchos Shabbos. What's the din of Choloshim Sakona? Either chayyim kol gufo. Someone who has to go to bed, not necessarily that he's in bed, but potentially he would be in bed. So therefore, if a person cannot function normally, that has a status of a chedesh v'sakona. That's how we define chedesh v'sakona. Someone who cannot function in a normal kind of fashion. And certainly, this fits a chasad deya, that because of all kinds of shtusin, so he can't function in a normal way. And if this will bring him back to normalcy, namely, eating meat and drinking wine, there's no question that would be permissible for him to go ahead and do so. It's interesting that the question is that this is based on Shin Tov Ches and over there. That question, how do you define? We know there's a whole chapter in the Shmir Shav Skilkasa. He has a famous chapter where he discusses the din of a child. And what's the status of a child? We generally assume a child is called a chela, Shem was a cotton. And that would mean that. Let's say stam tzorkei cotton is that chodesh shem v'sakona. That's generally what we assume. But the question is, what age? That's what he told us over there in the Shmir Shabbat Kofasa. Rabbi Levinson Shita is in such love with that sefer. He told me that sefer was gone through by Maran Harav. Every single sif, every single ha'ora of Shalazam Reubach gave his imprimatur, gave his gushpanka to that sefer. That sefer was. When really, he combed through the entire Sefer with a fine-tooth comb. Anyway, the marker is Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi that says in the Yuma, till the age of nine, and the Tantan Atuva Shals. The word Shemi is Taki Latina, and the Tina will be subject to Sakana. So the Apple assume again that this is an issue which is relevant. People already asked me about next week for the children, people in the shul here, and I told them that for young children, there's no question that they're considered to be a fellow Shemi Sakana. Just at what age, and the issue of Tina, as well as the Mishnah. Mishnah Yuma, I think the Daf Yomi is dealing with it. Dealt with it. I don't follow exactly the Daf of the Daf Yomi. I don't know what happened to it. I just know they tell me from my Baum tells me from what Daf to what Daf I'm supposed to talk about. So that's what I do. Anyway, so but this is something. And even I think Chodesh Shemus Sakona on Tisha B'av itself that he quotes actually the Aminezer. I think I heard this from Asalich once. He quoted an Aminezer actually better than Shia. The Aminezer actually has a tshuva where he discusses the question of Rashba, I think Rosh Hashanah, that what the Gemara says that Tishba Buchlu Botzaras, Shain Tishba, Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Tishba is the more chomer. The Gemara says himself in the Makom Shenamnu, Ain Tan Sibu Bavavu or Tishba Bavav. It's the only real Tan Sibu. Who does not Taniya Sibu? The Taniya Siyofi. The Tishba is the Tan Sibu. The Kim is the Tan Shana Torah. Tishba is very chomer of Tan Sibu. So the Gemara said the white Tishba is different. Shiny Tishma Bol Hukmul of Tsaras. All the Tsaras, the even historians tell you all the tragedies that occurred on Tishba. Someone told me that. Someone in the shul told me that the Jews were banished from Spain in 1492 on Tishba. I don't know if that's so or not, historically. But Chumra Amigdash, Vaisvisha, Vaisheng, the Gemara discussed in Tainus. Anyway, but the Gemara says normally when it comes to a Tainus, Berotso. The Rots and Tali Milsas, Gemara Shashan. Hashem and Tishbab is not that Gedim. It's a seven Gedim. Because the Hukum of Motsaras has its own category, and therefore, it's not Medivri Kabbalah. I mean, all the other Tzoymas have the Pasim and Zechariah, some are being, some Hamishi, etc. Even though there's also mentioned there, but this is a Din Rabbalah, the real Zechariah, all the Taniyas are equated. And Tishbab is totally Medivri Kabbalah, Rots and Messiah. However, there's a seven category, Tishbab, so it could very well be that the question, what happens to Chodeshim Sakona and Tishba. That could be maybe even here there might be a makom also to the makom talking about the young child, etc. and the like. And this is needs some more attention, which I can't see. Mashe Aratzon Oshek Nai Oshek. Anyway, I want to be well and that's off in love.
Columbus spoke just today, just for 2 years.
Someone told me that also. Is this, we know this to be historically true? Or that? Just all these,
what was this? Christopher Columbus, the boat was led as the Jews were being expelled.
That's the son of Tommy also. My historian or something. What's the subject? In 1492, Columbus was a Jew. He said, I'm going to finish the Mediterranean. My father was